Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. A suspect yelling Free Palestine is in custody tonight after allegedly attacking an outdoor event in remembrance of the Israeli hostages still held in Gaza. Six people, all over 65, were injured in the attack by a makeshift flamethrower. Michael Dougherty is the Boulder, Colorado district attorney.
Decisions will be made about what charges to file and where. There's a couple different options, but what I would stress now, most importantly, is we are fully united, 100%, in making sure the charges we bring hold the attacker fully accountable.
More from CBS's Anna Schechter.
The FBI described the crime scene. They said technical analytic forensic resources are being used. They said it was clear that this is a targeted act of violence and it's being investigated as an act of terrorism.
Gaza, meanwhile, is in a dire condition. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab reports from Tel Aviv.
The United Nations has warned Gaza is now, quote, the hungriest place on earth and on the brink of famine, as starving Palestinians were again caught in deadly gunfire near a controversial U.S. and Israeli-backed aid distribution center.
Israel denies firing at people at the center. The Senate is taking up work on the massive tax and spending bill narrowly passed by the House. On CBS's Face the Nation, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said he expects to see it amended and passed eventually.
Everyone said that Speaker Johnson would not be able to get this bill out of the House with his slim majority. He got it out. Leader Thune has a bigger majority, and this is with President Trump's leadership.
Getting exercise can help in the battle against cancer. BBC's Neil Nunez reports on new research.
Exercise has been found to help cancer patients live longer. In the first of its kind, a study in the New England Journal of Medicine looked at nearly 1,000 colon cancer patients in dozens of treatment centers around the world. Patients who took part in an exercise program had a 37% lower risk of dying compared to a control group.
The research was presented today at a major cancer meeting in Chicago. One of 1960s cult leader Charlie Manson's followers may soon be out of a California prison.
A state parole panel is recommending parole for 77-year-old Patricia Krenkwinkel. She was convicted in the murders of seven people during the Manson cult's rampage through L.A. in the summer of 1969. Commissioners cited her low risk of offending and the fact that she was just 21 at the time of the murders. The panel's decision now moves to the state parole board for review.
CBS News Bay Area's Brady Halbleib reporting. This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
With a look at the movies getting people into theaters over the weekend, here's Matt Piper.
Lilo and Stitch comes out on top once again.
He's so cute and fluffy.
He is your responsibility.
The live-action Disney movie added $63 million in ticket sales this weekend, bringing in $280 million since it first came out. Second place went to Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning with $27.3 million. Rounding out the top three, Karate Kid Legends opened with $21 million. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Google says it will appeal a ruling against it for anti-competitive practices in online search, and they're urging a federal judge to reject the suggestion it spin off the Chrome browser. Google was found guilty in the summer of 2024 of illegal practices to establish and maintain its monopoly in an online search by a federal judge in Washington. The Justice Department also wants Google to share the data used to produce search results on Chrome. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 49. Mostly sunny, low 70s on your Monday. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low near 61. Some showers and thunderstorms possible for Tuesday. Highs around 79. Showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday night, 56. Currently, 53 degrees.
Meadow Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Nice to- to myself to find it out. Just give me just a little more time, and I'll surely grow. Give me just a little more time,
just a little more time,
and I'll surely grow.
Just a little more time,
and I'll surely grow.
Cheating on your mind. a certain look when she is on the move. And the man can always tell what's on her mind. I hate to have to say it, but that looks on.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night. Join the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's alumni night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Along the way, well, I got down on my knees,
and
myself some way.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery. My only company may come today and invite you.
didn't I? When you needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't I.
Lord, for the night time. To forget the day. A day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord,
it's a time to brew.
Oh, time to brew.
I thank the Lord for a night time.
Oh, Lord,
I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the night time. To forget the day.
Day
of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. An event in Boulder, Colorado, held in remembrance of Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza, was turned into chaos. A suspect in custody allegedly shouted "Free Palestine" and injured six people. FBI Special Agent in Charge, Mark Makalik.
As a result of these preliminary facts, it is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
This woman lives nearby.
I'm horrified. I mean, I live 5 minutes away, and the fact that this is happening to Jews in my local community makes me scared.
Investigative reporter Pat Milton has more on the attack.
Law enforcement tells CBS News a suspect is in custody.